various artists, so you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
Olivia Asher is a Tamaki-based artist whose multidisciplinary practice explores the material language of lived experience. Working primarily in ceramics, Asher's practice draws on the relationship between form and feeling, letting intuition and intent guide her process and memory cling to material in its exchange. Her current solo exhibition at Malcolm Smith Gallery at Uxbridge, Upon a Fragile Plane, sees Asher exploring these concepts of memory and the state of after, navigating grief through a beautiful new body of work combining ceramic painting and wall adornment. Here, matter holds memory, with clay becoming a metaphor for flesh, once pliant and soft, now hard and fragile, irrevocably changed. In their tender state, the works create a safe container for reflection, resting in this fragile liminal space, exposing an intimate view of the confronting, challenging and contradictory experiences of after. I caught up with Olivia Asher about the show and her overall practice.
My name is Olivia Asher. I'm an artist based in Tamaki Makaurau. I moved here like 5 years ago. Prior to that, I was in Melbourne and Wellington, but I came back during COVID to go to Elam, which I finished my BFA there, I think, end of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I left there using primarily clay, which is something I had always wanted to get into at Elam. And it kind of just stuck, and not in a bad way, but it's kind of what I based my career around up until now. I was fortunate enough to be approached by Coco in Wellington in my last year of Elam and start stocking with them, creating works for them. So yeah, primarily I use a lot of clay, very kind of, I guess, painterly approach in terms of glazing, but yeah, super tactile. And then I also dabble in painting, but I feel like for the past few years, it's kind of taken a little, it's just been put on the burner, on the back burner, while I focus on ceramics.
Yeah.
I feel like that's me.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, your current exhibition at Malcolm Smith Gallery at Uxbridge, Upon a Fragile Plane, sees you exploring these concepts of memory and navigating grief through a new body of work, combining ceramic, painting and wall adornment. I guess to begin with speaking about the show, would you like to speak to, I guess, this choice of title and how that binds this body of work?
Mm-hmm. So Upon a Fragile Plane, I tend to, when I'm making, collect a list of names and titles, from extracting them from song lyrics, books, poems, anything that I kind of resonate with, extract them, and then I kind of play around with them. So Upon a Fragile Plane was one of many that I tried to dwindle down. I think the other one was that I really liked was Between the Ether and the Flesh. So this plane, essentially, that you exist in my experience, in grief, because it's not here nor there. It's kind of this, it's its own little realm in reality that kind of doesn't feel real. It's a strange thing to experience, and I guess the fragility in that. Yeah, I don't know. I read it and it kind of stuck with me, and I tend to, I don't know why, I feel like I need confirmation. I tend to like ask my friends, I'm like, what do you think of this title? What do you think of that title? And they're like, oh, I think that one works better. I'm like, yeah, cool.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't need a check. I definitely thought that as well.
Yeah.
I worked that out for myself.
Yeah.
Do you find that titling is quite an important consideration for you, and that kind of runs through a lot of, I guess, like putting together a body of work that becomes quite a big thing?
Yeah, titling is a big thing for me. It's essentially like assigning words to something tangible, and I really enjoy it. I like writing, I like poetic little lines, romanticism, all of that. And yeah, you, like I said, you're assigning this object words, and those words can mean anything. You can create any combination, and I feel like it's important for me to kind of actualize the work in a way. I love naming all my works.
As I kind of noted earlier, the show is this very personal reflection on grief, namely through this idea of after. Would you like to speak a little to this concept of after and how you kind of began to approach this idea through this body of work?
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, after I first experienced this grief, I didn't make for a while. I kind of sat in it for a very long time, and now and then I would come back to making, and it became this meditative process of applying myself. But it's also very, It's very still. You're very present with the material. There aren't really any distractions, though I can't make without any distractions. So it was a strange like push and pull of wanting to engage, but also not, and then wanting to as a like trying to honour the person who passed, but also I'm like, am I speaking about this too soon? Like, do I need to wait longer? And I guess I realise there's never going to be a right time. This aftermath, I think, speaks to a lot of people I've heard talk about grief, is that there is before and there's after. And there's no going back. Like, I can't ever be that person again. So it's kind of, I suppose, like making do with what I can create and have control over.
Yeah, I think that idea of like a right time as well is really difficult to kind of overcome, because I think this idea of after is also like never ending. It doesn't have an end point and it doesn't have a resolution, which is a really difficult thing to grapple with. And I can imagine like approaching that in your practice and being able to go, when is the time that this all ties together and all comes into this? There is no right time, you know?
Yeah, there's no right time.
There's no right time.
There's no right time. And I think I'm starting to realise that now, as I, you know, like 2 weeks before I finished the show, I experienced grief again, which kind of, I don't know how to word it. It was a shock, but again, it was like no right time. I kind of had to compartmentalize it to get this work finished. And then, upon the opening, whilst I was like proud of what I made, it felt kind of at times for me like disingenuous. Like I felt like I was, you know, honoring this person that passed last year. And then kind of, you know, digging up those fresh wounds of that experienced grief with this new experienced grief, which created a lot of complications. But I think, I don't know, maybe the show holds space for both of those, and kind of, you know, the emphasis of that after, whether it be 2 weeks, 10 months, it's just going to be there.
Ever present.
Mm.
I guess that kind of got me thinking. I think what kind of stands out with this show is like in this exploration, I guess, is that kind of tension between vulnerability as this very private experience into the public sphere in a gallery. With regards to that tension, how does it feel for you to kind of share your art or this series in that particular way?
I love vulnerability. I love sharing it. I think it resonates with people, and I feel the same when I experience someone else sharing their vulnerability. I really admire it, and I think because this experience of grief like impacted my life so much, I couldn't share anything else. I feel like I would be not like kind of like disregarding in a sense like that impact that it had on my life and still has. So I think I'm glad I shared it. I feel like a lot of my work comes from a personal place. No matter what object I create or work I make, it always comes from my inner world. I feel like I'm a very pensive person, journaling, trying to analyze my own feelings. So to articulate it in like a physical form was really important to me. Kind of helps with that grief in a way.
Yeah, beautiful. I kind of want to come back a little bit to material. You're working with a variety of material here. Would you like to speak a little bit to, I guess, the material condition of the state of after and how this idea is carried through or represented in the material itself? I read a part where you kind of spoke about clay being flesh. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
So, in using clay, it goes through this process, which I felt directly reflected, like, grief or humanity of it starts off this malleable thing, and it forms shape through, you know, physical impressions, and it holds memory. Yeah, one thing about clay is that it always holds memory. And then it's like that process. It's such a slow process with clay of, you know, from the point of in the ground to the solid stoneware. So it's, yeah, like this malleable thing made into this form, which then has to sit and dry and become this solid thing. But in that solid, you know, it's still very fragile before it reaches that firing stage. So it could break at any minute and I'll have to start over again, or I can't become too attached to these works in case that does happen. So that, yeah, once it's like bone dry, then it's fired, and then glaze, it's like you're always tending to it. It's quite a tentative practice. And yeah, and then it like solidifies and it's this hard object that came from nothing. And it's this elevation, essentially. And I think that speaks to so much in humanity, of and emotions and feelings and memories. You know, this thing occurs and then things happen to it, and then it just solidifies and cements and becomes this permanent, rigid object. Yeah,
it lives a whole story before it becomes its final form.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's such a beautiful way of looking at it. I guess with having these more like ceramic works and using clay, but also piecing them with your painting works, I think particularly I'm thinking about Hopscotch, which directly incorporates the two. How do you kind of see that interplay between painting and ceramic work and the exploration in this space?
I feel like painting and ceramics always have always had this kind of like innate marriage through history and artists that I adore. There's always been, yeah, these two kind of facets that they hold and make, and each kind of impacts the other. I think I have a real like affinity to painting. I started off as a painter, and similar to ceramics, it's you have to be completely present with the work and you're reacting to, you know, its reactions. You're having this conversation with it and you're informing each other. And I think, yeah, that is the same with painting and ceramics. And I just wanted to do both. And I don't really know if I can articulate it properly, but I think, yeah, there was this desire to create kind of like a visual atmosphere. Like, ceramics are great, physical, beautiful, but I think in my experience there lacks a little bit of definition or room for exploration that painting holds. Yeah, and I think with Hopscotch, I was so unintentional until I finished making. I had originally made all these chains for one of my vessels to hang off, and then I started playing around with them and, yeah, kind of fell in love with the chain hanging from the painting.
I think you spoke really beautifully about it there, and I guess that process of painting, this kind of idea in your process, it's kind of this exchange between intention and intuition. Would you be able to speak a little bit more to, I guess, that interplay between intention and intuition in that process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I think for me, before a show, I always like draw a lot, extracting things from different parts of my life. It becomes like this not pre-planning, but it's the first phase that I know to making a body of work. It's just doodling, scribbling, writing, and I feel like that becomes quite repetitive, and so I start off with like that intention, and then once I actually start making, it's hard to transform these things, these images that I've drawn, into physical works. So I think it's always the intention there, but I have to take it and apply it, and then I think it speaks to like that same thing, the thing I said earlier about like having a conversation. It becomes intuitive once it starts happening, and I think is the same with painting. You know, you can have this preconceived idea of what you want to make and you can see it completely in your head, but then once you come to actually translate it onto a substrate or material, it transforms completely, and all these like preconceived ideas disappear, and then it becomes completely intuitive. I think that is quite present with ceramics. You know, you kind of give it over to the kiln and hope that it comes out in the way that you thought. So it's really managing a lot of expectations. But yeah.
Yeah, I think that leads quite nicely to my next question. I wanted to ask you a bit about form. I kind of interpreted kind of many of the forms in this series as kind of taking shape as almost these interconnecting webs that kind of weave through one another. But I feel like those forms kind of stand in contrast to the depiction of Gates in some of the other works at times, which symbolically don't have, I guess, the same embrace or invitatory quality. Are you able to speak a little bit more to this idea of form in the works and the exploration of form across material?
Yeah, great question. there's a lot of connectedness. I feel like that's been present in my work for a while, whether it be, you know, like symbolic or materially necessary. That's kind of been like, yeah, an innate quality of my practice, especially with ceramics. And I think this, like, it's like not subliminal messaging, but like subconscious, like absorbing environment and atmosphere and the internet and everything that kind of impacts what you consume. And I feel like that comes out in, you know, forms and drawing, which is where a lot of the paintings started, is from doodles that I've done of things I saw during the day. It's like intentional but unintentional, and then it kind of honestly sometimes just comes down to aesthetic of what I feel like embodies. Like, I'm not doing it on purpose, perhaps. Like, it's not like, oh, this is so symbolic of what I'm feeling right now, I'm gonna paint it. It kind of just starts off as like me doing a little drawing on the canvas. Yeah, I feel like a lot of it is aesthetic, a reflection of the time, which, I don't know, I guess, you know, culture has a huge impact on who we are. I think I'm always drawn to, like, you know, like this web connection and this gate or like ironwork connection as like quite ornamental and quite decorative, and kind of these nice like patinations and repetition of these forms and structures. I think that's what I'm drawn to, is like the physical structure, and I guess how that can translate and how it informs what I do.
For viewers who do go to see the show, how do you have any hopes for viewers engaging with the works at all?
I guess I just hope that it's a very, in my opinion, a very like soft show in terms of its fragility and kind of the softness and tenderness. I don't know, I just hope it makes them feel something, whatever that may be, and makes them reflect or, you know, introspective about if they've had experiences with grief or not, trying to understand it. Yeah, I just hope it makes them feel present in that space.
That was artist Olivia Asher speaking to me about her current solo exhibition at Malcolm Smith Gallery at Uxbridge, Upon a Fragile Plane. The exhibition is on now until the 9th of May.